What's your confidence level that we may be seeing the Olympics held within 6 months from now?
It's actually fairly high. I mean, the answer that got put out there was somebody said, are you certain that the Olympic Games will be held in July and August? And I said, well, who can be certain? I'm confident that the organizers and the sports movement have done everything possible to make sure that it'll go smoothly. But who knows what the virus will decide. So I'd say I'm sort of three to one confident that things will go on. I think the Japanese have done a very smart thing by, you know, declaring a state of emergency to impress upon their population the importance of, you know, the avoidance of close contact and all of the other means that we're familiar with here in Canada. And you know, but you got to take this seriously, folks. And I think that was the tenor of the emergency. And I think it's timely because, you know, we've still got several months to go. And let's get a grip on the spreading of the virus.
Dick, from your understanding and talking to other IOC people, from talking to people Tokyo-based with their Olympic committee, where do things stand now in terms of crowd and in terms of at least maybe what the people in Japan are saying about visitors coming to their country? It would seem at this point, I mean, if you want to be an optimist, I guess the optimist like hopes that the Olympic Games take place. But man, does it feel like really, really a dangerous place to expect there to be crowds or to expect there to be tourists flooding into that country?
Well, I think, I mean, Japan will have to decide what access it grants to people from foreign countries. And of course, they, you know, in the last few months, it has essentially shut itself off from that kind of travel, as have other countries. Now, they certainly know that the Olympics in Tokyo are not a Japanese event to which a few strangers are invited. It's a world event that they're hosting, and they've got to make sure that the conditions for people to come and participate and spectate to the extent that you can have spectators in these conditions has to be you know, provided for.
You know, Dick, as I said, nuance is everything in these discussions. And I'm really sort of skeptical to quote another reporter quoting another reporter, but I know Sean Engel of The Guardian, you know, his report this week quotes you as telling Sky News. And to Sean's credit, he does say that there, you know, that there is kind of there's a question of nuance here, but you talk about athletes being tested, let's be clear. Athletes are going to have to be vaccinated in order to compete in the Olympics. I think that's obvious. You are quoted as saying that, for example, there may be 300 or 400 Canadian athletes that you thought that because of the stature, character, and level of this event, that there may not be a public outcry about ensuring that our athletes are vaccinated. Now, look, this, of course, comes at a time when, you know, it's an endless story of cabinet ministers and CEOs and politicians vacationing in Bahamas, Barbados, traveling everywhere. How concerned are you? And you're right. I mean, there has to be, athletes have to be vaccinated. I don't think there's any doubt about that. If they're going to go to Japan, they're going to have to be vaccinated. How do you see this resolving itself? Because it is a bit of an optical issue, isn't it? In addition to a logistical issue.
It's both. I mean, and the optics of it are complicated by the fact that the news release out of the UK station that I was interviewed on cut out all of the backswing. And the backswing was, of course, there is a priority in administering the vaccine. You know, the frontline health service people, the essential services people, elderly people in nursing homes, and all the vulnerable people have to be taken care of first. They're a definite priority. No Olympic athlete wants or would be willing to attempt to jump that queue. But once you've dealt with the urgent cases, then each country is going to have to go through a triage exercise and saying, all right, you know, we've got, say, there are 4 million people in Canada that fall into the urgent category. So we've still got another 34 million. And how do we allocate the vaccine that we have left to administer? And I just said, look, somewhere on that list, you should think about Olympic athletes for two reasons. One is that they will be traveling to pretty close to the epicenter of this whole thing. And, you know, you want to get them vaccinated if you can to reduce the risk there. And the second is that the Olympics, you know, after 18 months of this grind of the pandemic that's got everybody down, we need some good news stories for the world. And what's a better good news story than 206 countries, 11,000 athletes coming together, celebrating these games and you know, saying, you know, we can overcome these challenges. And here's an example of how it's done. That kind of a message is much needed by the world at large. So there are two things. One is figure out your priorities. As Canada has to do that. And, you know, are you going to put the Olympic athletes last on whatever list there is? You know, somewhere in there, you figure out where it's going to be and what Canada wants its position to be in the declaration of resistance to a COVID pandemic, and make your decisions accordingly. I mean, I certainly would not want to go to Tokyo without a vaccination. But by the same token, if I had a chance, you know, I'm in the vulnerable age, believe it or not, but I'm not otherwise unhealthy. So, you know, if I could say, well, look, if I give my place in line to an Olympic athlete, I'd be very happy to do that. And I think that would be a good expression of support for coming out of this whole period in good shape.
Dick, not to put a pall on your optimism, and I think all of us who love the Olympics hope we see it this year. If in the event that case numbers are just continue to climb and the Japanese government does not feel like it has a handle on it and cannot put this competition on, we've already had one delay. Does this, because of the Olympic cycle, which would have a Winter Olympics in 2022, would that be the end of the Tokyo Olympics? Would basically we just, for lack of a better word, have to get a cancellation here?
Well, that's certainly been the model on which everybody is operating. You know, the Japanese said, look, we can hold this together for an extra year at considerable effort and considerable cost, but we're not sure we can do it any further than that. I don't know whether any discussions have started about, well, is it possible that we can do it in, you know, 2023 or 2022. I mean, you've already got a very crowded sports schedule. But my understanding of the situation is that it's 2021, or we're going to have to, we'll just have to cancel.